You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good evening, everybody. It's Friday, May the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist. I'm waiting for the room 33 to move into the live stream. And we're making sure the Velo box is working well. Oh, yes, Mezzi and Babette. Mezzi. And Babette has a new headset thanks to Velocet's assistance.
Yeah, so she's
wonderful.
How is it? It sounds as clear as a bell.
Oh, that's wonderful. The problems I was having were unbelievable. He just, like that, snapped the fingers. He fixed everything, told me what to buy and everything, and at a price I could afford as well. So it's just great. I can't thank him enough.
Oh, good. That's really good. Actually, whatever you bought, put a link so others can buy the same thing, actually.
It would
be a smart idea.
Sure, good idea.
Mezzi, you sound great. Where are you? Are you in Melbourne?
Yeah, just out of Melbourne, about 50 Ks out of Melbourne in the beautiful country area. Yep.
Yeah, you sound clear as a bell, too. It's fantastic. And I probably sound the worst, but I have a car audio that's... probably not as good, but you were asking about fuel. It's going to go, hold on, after the break.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Zafiro from Geelong, Victoria. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
All right, this is Geelong, I love it.
Geelong.
Yeah, get along and Geelong with Frank and the Salt
Geelong.
Guy.
Yeah,
I think we're going to go up over $2 again, maybe tonight. I just heard they always announce what things are going to probably do at midnight. They always change it at midnight, so I heard over $2.
It's a conversion, Canadian dollars, Australian dollars. Do you know what the
We're very is? Close.
Okay.
We're very close vis-a-vis the American dollar. Our dollar is worth about 76 cents compared to the U.S. dollar, and I'm pretty sure Australia is pretty similar.
Yeah, we've gone back up to 220 in some areas. If you can get it less than that, that's great. But, yeah, it makes a big difference to me because instead of, you know, paying $80 to fill my car up, it's $145. So it's a huge difference.
Yeah, they don't want you driving. That's obvious. That's the plan. That's what they're doing. It's nothing to do with supply. It's they can manipulate the supply pretty easily. That's how I look at it. Agenda 2030 is real. The real thing, it's a real goal, and that's what they're going to try and do.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. They can do whatever they like. There's nothing we can do about it, right? But we can complain. I like complaining a bit.
It's diesel. I drive a diesel truck as well.
You too.
And that's even higher. That's about 250. That's 245 a liter. Diesel's significantly more, and they have a long list of reasons why that is too. So it's always a reason. But did you say you drive diesel as well? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Yeah, I've got a four-wheel drive. It's a diesel ute.
I think, I think a lot of Australians take to diesel. Diesel is not popular for passenger vehicles in North America at all. Not at all. But I think it's different in Australia.
Yeah, they've got a lot of vehicles here that are diesel, that are passenger vehicles. Most of them, though, and especially where I live in the country, most people have got diesel vehicles here. And you'd think that by having mostly diesel vehicles in a certain area, the diesel would be cheaper, but it isn't.
No, it's not related to anything normal. They manipulate supply and demand, so...
I understand that.
Yeah, I think it's a control thing as well. And there is a method to their madness, no doubt. Do you have to put diesel exhaust fluid in your vehicle?
Hell no. No way. When I bought this vehicle, I made sure that it was electronic, so that when I went on my travels, which is next year, by the way, I'm going to start, hopefully, I'm just going to start anyway, whether diesel's dear or not. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult to drive further. I'll just have to stop for longer. So I'm going to have to take a trip around Australia next year.
Oh, wow. All of Australia?
Well, as far as I can go, I'm thinking, well, my plan was, and I planned this years and years ago, that I would go for 2 years.
Oh, nice. And then COVID hit.
Yeah, well, the only problem, obviously the only problem is the price of diesel, but I think if I recall last time I went away for 3 months, diesel was actually cheaper in the real country areas, like, you know, kilometers, like hundreds and hundreds of kilometers away from big cities. Diesel's actually cheaper because everybody drives diesels.
Okay. But is that because, but do you have a lot of road taxes that's thrown on your fuel?
Yeah. The Prime Minister, you know, I never remember his name. He's such a dick.
Stormo.
He reduced it by 45 cents. Because you know the story of fuel excise.
Believe it.
Yeah, something like that. But it hasn't really gone down that much. I wish it went down that much. But he removed the tax too, you know, so it wouldn't be such a strain for everybody to get to work or to drive around. But it really hasn't made that much difference because it's just gone back up again anyway. But, you know, the story they tell about that is that back in the last war or something, they put they put extra on the government put extra on fuel to pay for something. I think some freeways or something like that. And when the freeways were paid for, they were supposed to reduce it, but they never did, right? I mean, it's the same old thing. I mean, once
never do, never did.
Yeah,
I gotcha. Well, that's a pretty substantial reduction in taxes. They haven't even talked about it here. They haven't lost a penny of taxes so far. So they've done nothing to ameliorate their other disaster that they've created. They create the disaster in one hand and then offer the solution on the other. But we can't be fooled.
No. Yep, so looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds great. Are you going solo or are you have someone to go with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got a slide on, which is something I put on the back of the ute, which is like a, like a little home. It's got a queen size bed. It's got my fridge. I've got a battery pack, huge battery pack, and solar on the roof. So I don't have to really, you know, stop and hook up to anything at all. And that's why I picked that vehicle, so that if something happens and I break down, anyone can fix it. But if it was electronic, then I'd have a lot of trouble. So I thought about that a long time ago, and I thought, yeah, I don't like electronic cars at all. And so I know I don't have to put any additives in my vehicle at all.
Oh, I see. And you don't need to hook it. So is it one complete unit or is it a trailer?
No, it's not a trailer. So you imagine a ute. Do you know what a ute is?
No, we don't use that word here.
Utility?
Okay.
Do you, what word do you use?
I thought you said ute. I thought you said ute. Yes. You know the movie there, My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah, ute.
Ute. What do you mean, ute?
Well, it's a ute. Yeah, what's a ute?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Well, the back of the ute is 2.5 meters long. And I think it's more actually. Anyway, the length and width of it is like this addition that you slide on, and it's got, as I said, it's got my bed, fridge, solar, everything. It slides on, hooks up, and it weighs on its own. It weighs 300 kilos. So right. It's not heavy. It's a very light. But by the time I pack it up, it probably weighs about 500.
Okay. I think it's, I think a ute might be a pickup truck. I think that might be the equivalent here. So can you take that appliance off and then you have just a bed, a physical, utility bed? Is that what it is? Is it a pickup truck with a camper on it? Is that what you call a ute? Well, put a picture in the group if you want, and then we can figure it out.
Oh, okay. Well, give me a sec, and you guys talk, and I'll have a look.
Yeah, live. Put in the live stream show notes, and I have an idea what it is, but I haven't seen those too often in North America anymore. But they were common, I think. You know what I'm talking about, Babette? Just the pickup truck with the whole camper on the back that sits in the bed. And then it has legs, too, if you want to put it down.
I'm not very well-versed vehicles, motor vehicles of any kind.
That's all right. Okay. If you want to put the headset in the live stream show notes, you can as well.
Okay.
That'd be fun. Babette, did you make it over to Beachy's server? Purple place. You're on mute.
Just give me a sec. Yeah. So hold on. Okay. You want me to put it in the notes? Why? I think
apparently that caused.
It didn't go well.
I heard about it.
It didn't go as smoothly as I'd hoped.
Yeah. That was apparently a cause of a lot of controversy. I think I was part of the fallout. I got blown out of there at the same time.
Out. Seriously?
That's the only reason I asked. It's okay. It's okay. It's just funny.
Oh, you shouldn't. Yeah, it is actually.
It's funny. It doesn't bother me. It's okay. I met one or two guys over there and brought them over to the fakeologist. So that was definitely worth the visit for five minutes, which is how long I was there.
I don't really recall what happened. I think someone said that protesting and all this was a waste of time. And I just lost it. I just went a little bananas.
You know, I like your rants, actually. They're very entertaining.
Are you
sorry,
kidding?
I'm having trouble. I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm having trouble putting the picture in here simply because... How do I get back to the chat screen? Because all I can see is 1, 2, 3, 4 people here. Well, of course.
You should see live stream show notes.
Yeah, I'm in there, but all I can see is four boxes, us four talking. Well, so how do I get
You're looking at live stream. You're looking at the word live stream audio above us. There should be some text channels. I know, it's confusing. It's okay.
There you go.
All right. As soon as I stop, I'll have a peek at it and see what we're talking about here. So you're going traveling. You're going on your own. No Thelma and Louise. So you're just Thelma?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's funny. Yeah, but that's, you can't sleep in there.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. See the top bit? The top bit under that is the queen size bed.
In the truck?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were sleeping in the little net.
Okay.
No.
That is quite a thing. That is like a pickup truck with a bit of a house on the back.
Yeah, it is. That top bit, there's a solar panel, and then that thing flips up, and you get into the
bed. When you're driving, do you bring it? Does it collapse when you're driving?
Absolutely, yep. It's streamlined.
Oh, okay, because that green thing is somebody else's tent, I think.
That's my, you hook that on when you're staying there for a few, I only do that if I'm staying there for about 3 or 4 days. Just gives me a bit of privacy when I'm cooking, because that's my kitchen area there. And so that's all built into the design of this slide-on. And
that's quite a thing.
Yeah, it's like, see that? The top bit where the tent bit comes out. I don't know how to explain this. Where the tent bit comes out, that's actually attached. Yeah, that's attached, and I got to roll that back in. So that stays on. So I just roll it in, and I add the sides.
Yeah, we definitely don't have anything like that here. Definitely not. I've never seen it. So that's a good thing you put the picture in, because it saves a million explanations.
Yeah. So it's got everything. It's got all the good stuff. I've got the recovery gear. It's got the snorkel. It's got the CB radio. It's got the winch. I've got a backing camera. It's really great. It's fantastic.
You meet So is there some kind of community you travel with, or you just bump into people, or otherwise it could be a lonely trip, no?
Well, lonely I do good. I don't get lonely. I just don't. I've lived on my own forever.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm happy to just park and, make a coffee and sit out in the country in the bush and just listen to the birds. And it's just beautiful. I love nature. So I can pull up anywhere. Yeah. The only thing is, and I know if anybody listening to this is going to go, oh, my God, I really don't know how to four-wheel drive it yet. Believe it or not.
But that's only for off-roading. You don't need that on an asphalt.
Well, I know, but you need to know how to hook it in, right? And the thing is, I want to go see, there's a place here in Australia called the Bungle Bungles. And I went there about 7 years ago, and we couldn't get in because you need a four-wheel drive. You cannot get in with a normal vehicle. So,
why is that? Four-wheel drive. Are you off-roading? Are you in mud or what?
Very rough. Yeah. You can only get in there with four-wheel drives. They haven't made a road, so to speak.
Yeah, and, but do you have enough clearance on your vehicle? Because that would be the main thing I'd be worried about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Getting stuck in a hole. Even if you have four-wheel drive, it doesn't really help if you're stuck in a...
Yeah. There's only one thing I need to get, and that's tracks. And they're things that you put under the wheels if you're bogged or something like that, so that you can get out. But that's it. Okay. I've got everything else.
You do like to rough it.
Well, it's not rough. It's very comfortable. Let me tell you, there's nothing I want for. I mean, look, I'm not one of these women that need a hair dryer every second day or, you know, things. I don't even need a shower every week, to be honest. I don't really care. You know, that's the only thing that's missing from my setup.
You do well with Salty. You and Salty on the road. That was great.
Yeah, Frank doesn't shower
miles
either.
Miles away.
I'm not.
Yeah, Yeah, make sure you stop in Geelong. You guys can have a smell off.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going anywhere near Geelong. No, no, I don't mind Geelong. Actually, there's one of my favorite people live very close to that area. He's in biodynamic person. It's very nice. But no, I'll be going up north next year. I'm not sure exactly when. I've got to make sure the everything's working right. I've got to give the ute service and make sure that everything I've got on there is ready to go. So that's going to take a few months of getting things right again. And this time I'm not going to overload it. When I left last time, I was I was driving off, going up north, and it was the rig was so heavy that I thought I was going to keel over with the car. Just like as I go around the corner, it kind of leaned a bit into the corner, and I'm like, no, no, no. It was the funniest thing. I got used to it. It's a matter of getting used to the weight on the back, because at the moment I've got nothing on the back. It's just some gates on the back of the ute. And so I have to get used to the weight of it. And also because of the weight, it's going to cost more to drive, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
In fuel. So I'll have to I might have to plan my stops. I'm not sure. But anyway, I've got a while to plan this. I know exactly where I'm going.
Oh, good. That's really exciting. Very interesting. So what's going on with Premier Dan, et cetera? Anything COVID do you'd like to talk about that's interesting?
Oh, look, I don't pay much attention to that stuff anymore, really.
Well, after the break, Mezzi and Babette.
Just saying, dude.
Laura Mars.
The Phoenician.
Trip to me. Dumb Dapper.
Poi. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
We're back.
Now, that's somebody.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't heard for ages, Laura Mars. I wonder how she is.
I hope she's fine. Yeah, I haven't heard from her either. And by the way, we have a new URL. If you want to listen to this audio stream, you can go to listen.fakeologist.com. Listen.fakeologist.com. Thanks to Velocet. He helped create a page to make all that happen. So we've been doing a lot of upgrades on the audio chat. That's why I wanted to get you in here. I'd give you an excuse. Give me an excuse to broadcast that without talking to myself. So listen.fakeologist.com. And if you add /FAC or FAK, one or the other, you'll listen. There's two different streams there. But yeah, that's some exciting news or an exciting difference.
Bella said he's a wizard with audio and digital stuff, isn't he? He's amazing, that guy.
Yes, that's his hobby and former profession, and we've been working together, enjoying each other's information and exchanging, and we created a special box just to drive the server, and he's consulting with me on some tech purchases to upgrade my studio, and this is what he likes to do, and you can reach him at he has an email address which escapes me at the moment. But you can reach him if you want the same services. Or if you just need a headset, he can help you with that too.
So I do have something I can talk about. Not a lot, but apparently the Premier's trying to put through some legislation that you cannot grow food in your backyard. When I heard that, I just laughed and I thought, well, how the hell is he going to stop me? I mean, really? You're going to stop me from growing food in my backyard? You know what you can do with that?
What's the reason for that?
Well, do they need a reason, Ab?
Yeah, you're right. They don't. They have to have some ridiculous reason, though. They can't. They normally don't just bring things out of the blue. I know it's probably an SDG, Sustainable Development Goal of the United Nations. But other than to make you dependent on the state, what could they say? Could you be cultivating COVID in your backyard? Is that it?
I have no idea, to be honest. I've got no idea. But as I said, I mean, how ridiculous. How do you police something like that? And who the hell do you think you are to even suggest something like that? I mean, really?
And how dare you have a backyard?
Oh, well, you know, I don't live in the city. And the thing is, that can only be good for the environment, not bad. So I don't know what reason he's got for that. I wouldn't mind. You know, see, I try not to get into the nitty gritties of stuff. I just laugh it off and go, yeah, just try it. Just come here and tell me I can't grow food in my backyard. You know what? I don't even think I'll let you through the front gate. Go fuck off.
Well, Mao Zedong told all the Han Chinese before one of the revolutions that they couldn't grow food either. And we know what happened with the communist revolution there, mass starvation.
Well, they're communists, though. This is, well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just twigged there.
Yeah. This is definitely international communism.
I can't see people going for it, to be honest, Ab. I mean, they've got to go at some stage. They've got to go, well, that is just ridiculous. What has that got to do with anything? And what's in my backyard got to do with anybody except for me? You know, it just sounds like, I don't know. Maybe he's going to lose the election or something because, you know, I find it very odd that elections are all around the world at the same time. I mean, do you find that odd?
Well, not really. For the United States is always in election mode because they have a cycle every 2 years. So they literally have maybe 6 months where they don't really talk about elections, just after an election. And then all of a sudden we're back in election mode because it takes a year to ramp up. And then they have so many governors, so many congressmen get rotated in and out. So the Congress and the governors are always on the election cycle somewhere in the United States. And where I live, they set elections every 4 years. Where it used to be whenever they wanted, up to 5 years maximum. And then they just said, forget it. And I just read in Italy, the manager of Italy, because they don't think they really have a prime minister, he just said, I'm just going to stay here probably as long as I want because we have so many problems, only I know how to solve them. So they said he's going to do a Putin and just say, I'm just staying. Forget the elections. I think he will. Yeah, of course. You can do whatever you want if it's a state of emergency. That's the whole point of the state of emergency. Everything gets suspended. All so-called democracy goes out the window. So, yeah, he can and he probably will do that. And will anyone resist? Probably not, because most people don't actually care what's going on until it hits them over the head really, really hard. So, yeah, I think that'll happen. Mm-hmm. It'll probably happen to where we live, too, eventually.
Yeah, you guys just had elections recently, right?
Well, in Ontario, provincially, which is your states, we're having one in 2 weeks. And probably the tyrant will get back in because he's pretty much followed everything the health crats told him to do. So there's no real problem with him. He's blown the budget. Money doesn't matter anymore, so he just spends endlessly. And nobody cares about that. What else is there to care about? So he'll be back. Federally, we had one about a year ago, and nothing changed at all.
So you're telling me that the guy that's been running your country for the last, 4 years is back in power again, is he?
Yeah, actually, I think it's 7 years. Yeah, he's back.
So yeah, how because, do you manage that? Because surely people not going to be voting for. Is it Macron? Macron?
That's France. We have Trudeau.
Oh, shit, that's right. Trudeau. Oh, well, it's all the same to me. They're French names, right?
Both, they're both FTMs, female to males. There's no doubt in my mind. So they're both these androgyne creations that their rich fathers created way back when, and they were made for this day. They're bred for this job because the people that rule over us have long-term plans, and who knows what they have planned for 50 years from now, but I'm sure that's being worked on or it's already ready to go while we're busy arguing about the price of diesel.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very exciting what's happening here in my little neck of the woods is there's a lot of people going into the private and ditching all the authoritarian things if they're in business. So that's happening, which is great. And also communities really rallying and coming up with some really good ideas for food security and things like that. So
that's great.
Good. Yeah, behind the scenes, things are really good. Yep.
Oh, you're privy to all that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
We had a Sunday group that met for, I think, probably around about 12 months during the COVID BS. And people were sort of thinking of what to do and how to assist a community and, you know, growing food and what should we do and who should we, you know. And so these things come out of that, which is fantastic. And it doesn't matter what the government does. It doesn't matter what anybody does. We're going to be at a place where we're sustainable and government can do whatever it likes. They don't care. And so be it. So if we want to have community where people swap food, and because if money goes, well, then you're going to have to do that. So it's going to be fantastic. I can just see this new thing coming and I'm very excited about it.
Are you still meeting at that group?
I'm not, but most of the other people are, but I'm not because I've been really busy doing other things. So I've been preparing.
Oh, that's very good.
Things. Yeah. Planting out a shitload of food and making things with herbs and, you know, salves and tinctures. Just little things like that, learning how to tie ropes and just things I think I'm going to need, you know. You got to know how to tie a rope, you know, for all sorts of reasons. So I'm trying to be very independent.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, you've got to have skills, right? You've got to get your skills up because, you know, like, I don't know how long this is going to last for, but maybe in a couple of years' time, things might go to normal. Who knows? I don't know. I really don't pay much attention to what's happening in the outside world.
Would you call yourself a prepper?
No, I wouldn't go to that extreme. But in a way, I've always been a prepper, I guess. I don't hoard food. I don't hoard anything because what's the point? In my opinion, well, that's just my opinion. A lot of people love prepping, but hoarding food and things like that is ridiculous because, you know, it's going to run out. It's going to run out eventually. So, you know, just deal with it. Find another way. Eat something different. I don't know. That's the sort
eat
of
bugs.
Things that, yeah, well, no, I'm not going to eat. I'm never eat bugs. Never. Ever eat bugs.
I keep hearing that though. They're saying that over and over.
You would be surprised if you go foraging. That's something else I'm doing. I forage, you know, foods around and forage for herbs and weeds and make things from it. And so I'm going to have a lovely little first aid kit wherever I go, because, and I've made it myself, and there's no chemicals in it, and it's all natural. So, yeah, that's me. That's
can you eat dandelions?
Yes, you can.
The leaves, yeah.
You can eat the leaves. Yeah. Absolutely. You can eat the leaves, the flowers. You can dry the roots and make tincture from it. You can, there's so much you can do. Nature has provided us with everything we need. We just have to have eyes to see it.
Have you had a dandelion salad? I'm only asking because my lawn is getting overrun. I usually just leave them out to die on the driveway. Maybe I should be collecting them.
Well, no, you don't. Well, you can eat that, but you can collect the flowers and put them in a jar and add a little bit of oil and let it sit there for 4 to 6 weeks, and then you can drain the oil from the flowers, and then you can add some beeswax to it and some coconut oil and stir it up and mix it and then put it in jars and you've got yourself a salve. I mean, what more do you want, really? A salve, a
what
cream.
What is that? Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So easy. It's so easy. I couldn't believe how easy it was. And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't I do this before? And so I make all my own creams.
That's just for dry skin?
Well, just for any skin, just rub it in your muscles, and nature's got all these amazing ingredients in the plants that when you make a salve and you rub it into your sore muscles, it really works. I mean, you don't need medication, you don't need, you know, menthol rubs, or you don't need anything like that, you know. I mean, we've got some amazing plants like comfrey. There's books been written about comfrey. It's a bone knitter, naturally, you know. If you break a bone, you can make a poultice out of it and put it around your bone, and it heals your bones and helps your muscles recover, and it's just incredible what these plants can do for us. It's just something that I'm into, and so for me it's a natural progression, because I've always had herbal books and been interested in herbs, but I didn't know what the value was of weeds. It's the weeds that are good for us. This is it. You know, you dig up some of those dandelions, you dry the roots, and you put it in, you dry it, the roots, cut them up, dry them, put them in a jar and fill the jar with alcohol, let it sit for 6 weeks. You've got something that can cure cancer, for God's sake. You know what I mean?
Whoa. So,
yeah, dandelion root, what? God, yeah.
What kind of alcohol? Where do you get that?
It has to be a very high volume of alcohol, and I'm very lucky because with our group, there's this guy that makes alcohol naturally from grains, and so that's the alcohol I get, and it's fantastic.
Oh, interesting. Well, you're really giving a lot of solutions today. I don't know.
Well, that's what
that,
it's all about, right? You've got to find your ways of doing things and disconnecting from the ridiculous system.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. Oh, good. Very interesting. So what do you eat on your trip? Do you just go to the grocery store and buy food, or you fish, or?
No, fishing. No, I don't. I don't like fish very much. Mind you, though, I wouldn't mind freshwater fish. I think that, but is there any freshwater, you know? I don't know. But no, I usually I usually stop. There's markets usually everywhere around Australia. You can always find a market that's open, that's farmers sell their wares. And I've got a lot of contacts where I can go and stay at a farm. As a matter of fact, there was this really lovely lady that I buy milk from, and the milk is amazing. And I said to her that, is there any chance that I could get any raw milk? Because it's banned here in Victoria. It's not banned other places, but it's banned here in Victoria. And she said, no. She said, I can't sell it. If I sell it, I'll get a $10,000 fine. And I said, well, what if I came up and, you know, raked some leaves or, you know, helped you with the cows or something like that? She said, oh, well, that's a different story altogether. I can pay you in raw milk. And I went, yeah, that's exactly what I
want. Right. Maybe just flip a couple cow patties and get some milk.
Yeah, exactly. So, and raw milk, which is what I want. I want the raw milk. Hopefully I'll be doing a lot of that on my travels. I'm gonna start making a list of places I want to go to, and they'll all be organic farms. So I'll be going there to get my food. There's no way I go to a supermarket to get my food. No way. I haven't in the last 15 years. I'm not gonna start now.
You do walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk. And how are your, how are the vaccine injury stories? Are you collecting any of those? Do you know anyone that has fallen victim to the lethal injection?
I'll tell you what I do know. And I can only tell you what I know from the people around me. And that is that everybody that's had the COVID injections is getting COVID for some reason. So everybody that's got COVID is being injected to the wazoo and they got COVID. The thing is, what I don't understand is why they're not just saying it's the flu. Why are they saying it's COVID? I mean, that's just ridiculous. But that's basically
marketing purposes.
Yeah. Well, the people themselves are saying they got COVID, so they're getting sick. I don't know what else to say about that, but that's about as far as I care to really delve into the COVID bullshit.
Yeah, but no other more serious injuries because, by the way, getting COVID is listed as an effect of a vaccine adverse event is COVID. It's actually on the list of, after the break, this is my last break.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, I got about 10 more minutes, Mezzi, and then I have to split. But, that's actually listed as a adverse effect of the injection is to get COVID. So that seems rather counterintuitive, but that is, in fact, what they say is happening.
Well, it definitely is happening, yeah. Actually, my daughter had to come here to stay with me for a few days because her partner has got COVID. Well, anyway.
Right.
And she's pregnant, so she wanted to kind of like not be around him when he... There you go.
Oh, wow. Good. Is she staying away from the lethal injection now that she's pregnant or especially since she's pregnant?
Well, hopefully, but this is her path. I've got no right to tell her what to do. Since she's been pregnant, she hasn't had any, but I don't think you have to have any anymore, do you? Or am I wrong about that? I have no idea.
Well, they're up to the fourth shot here.
Really?
And, yeah. As far as I know, number four.
So is that number two booster? Seven.
Yeah, that's number two. Yeah, that's the number two booster. So for anyone keeping count at home, that's number four injection so far.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, look, my thing is this, that if she wants to be injected, if she wants to inject, you know, she's 20 weeks, so she's halfway there. I think she's... I would hope that she's smarter than that, but really, as I said, Ab, you know what it's like with children. You can't tell them anything. And especially when they're at that age where they're having babies, they're their own people. They've got their own path and they do what they have to do. I can't interfere in that, you know, as, what's that guy? I can't remember his name. He says that you can't interfere with the path of another star and their free will. Crowley, that's it. Crowley said that.
Oh, good old Crowley, yeah.
I think he's very misunderstood, as a matter of fact. I think Crowley's very misunderstood. But anyway, JLB and myself, I think we had a call about that, Crowley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was a while back. And, yeah, that was a great call.
Yeah, you're very – I don't hear a lot of those calls, only the ones he releases now and then. But, yeah, johnlebon.com, big server, big alternative discussion. Yeah, they have, you guys have a lot of good stuff. I was going to ask you about that, how things were going over there.
Oh, really good. We had a super weekend last weekend, I think. You guys were on too. I noticed you guys were on as well. But we have we get together and just chat. He records the first one. We have two time slots and JLB records the first one and the second one. I think I was on for 8 hours straight chatting with the guys. So that was really nice. I really enjoyed
it. Wow.
Yeah, that's why
and some of that was
that day.
And some of that was recorded for all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, not all of it. The time that I was on wasn't recorded at all. We were just getting together, have a chat. But the first time slot was recorded. A couple of hours was recorded about that. So it's fantastic. It's really good. I like to touch base with people like that. It's interesting. You have interesting conversations and things come up and people talk about it. And Sarah is just amazing for her age. I think she's way, way, way ahead of some of us, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, she did a call with her husband, Bellicent, the other day on my channel, FAK. So that was pretty interesting. Yeah, try and look that one up if you want. Rather explosive towards the end.
I Joel put a link in, but by the time I got home from whatever I was doing, it was too late. So, yeah, and I thought, I'll listen to that later. So definitely I want to listen to that.
Yeah, you'll like it. You'll like it. She's a real firecracker.
Oh, I love Sarah. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, you know, give John credit. He's created quite a community over there. He's very active and very dedicated.
Yep. He's created a space where people can come together and talk about anything. No one gets offended. You know, nobody, you know, rage quits or, we don't have that stuff on our server. Yeah. You know, we don't have. You know, we might have some disagreements, but they never really go very far. They're usually talked out and sort of understood, and I love it. It's great. I've been on the JLB server for, 5 years, 6 years, something like that.
That's really great. Yeah, give him credit, give him props, for sure. Very, very cool. Well, I'm glad that you came over to my server to talk today. It's been very interesting. You've got a lot to say and you're quite an adventure ahead of you. Will you be documenting it for the JLV community?
Not sure, actually. I'd like to, but that I need to get a new camera so that I can actually do that. That's something else I got to think about. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe you'll be doing the odd podcast from the road.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing too, because I'm going to have to get some kind of a setup where I can, unfortunately, be wireless. I don't like wireless. I like a solid connection. It is what it is. Yeah, you can't do it any other way. I could always hook up at a library or something like that, I guess, and do that. But yeah, you know what, Ab, I think I will be documenting it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, life is an adventure, in my opinion. So, you know, whatever comes.
Good for you.
Yep. Thanks, Ab, for inviting me.
And I'll give you a guy that's sort of doing what you're doing. It's sort of the same kind of vehicle setup as you. And that's a guy named Alan Weisbecker. I've had him on my show before. And his blog, I believe, is banditobooks.com, banditobooks.com. And, I think he lives out of his camper as well, and he has a dog, and he's a truther. He's a pretty interesting guy, and maybe there's something there that you could look into, because I think he blogs where he's going. He's always out in nature. He's in the southwest of the United States, similar terrain maybe to where you go. So take a look at him.
Yeah. Did you say Dan Dido, DANDEDO books?
Just type into your favorite search engine, Alan Weisbecker, Bandito books. So that's B as in Bravo, Alpha, November, Delta, Indigo, Toronto, all of them. Bandito. But Alan Weisbecker, I like the guy. He's interesting. I sometimes check in on his blog. Always got lots of nature shots. And,
sweet.
Yeah, you'll find him. You'll find him. And you can listen to his interview with me on my audio chat archives. You go to fake11.com/audio. You can click on the archives or just do a search, actually, on my blog. I got to put the search bar at the very top of my blog. I got to get going on that. So you can just type in a search term, and it's much easier to find. But Alan Weisbecker. Probably very similar to your story. Yeah.
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 Hi. I'm sorry. I've been on the phone. Sorry. I want to say goodbye, Ms. I was on the phone with a client. Sorry.
No. I'm gonna give Mezzy back to you now. You can. I interrupted you, ladies. So I'm leaving because I got to go for dinner.
Oh,
but you can have Mezzy back and
okay,
thanks
Mezzy,
for
if you want to go
allowing
room
me
11,
to interrupt.
Okay. Oh, for God's sakes. We'll go in room 11. Thank you, Ab. Have a nice dinner.
Take care. Thanks for
bye.
The donation. Bye-bye, ladies. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.